In the sprawling metropolis of Angelthene, supernatural beings and humans maintain a precarious coexistence. For Lauren Calla, this balance shatters when her friend Sabrine is violently abducted by attackers bearing distinctive phoenix head tattoos. Life as a human was already challenging enough, crafting remedies at Madame Voss's apothecary while attending the prestigious Angelthene Academy, but now Lauren finds herself targeted by a staggering 3 million gold-mined bounty. Unlike her best friend Dallas, a powerful witch who can manipulate elements at will, Lauren has only her wits for protection in a world where she's merely prey. The city itself breathes with supernatural life, from the gleaming obsidian spires of the wealthy Victoria Amazonica district to the crumbling warehouses of the notorious meatpacking district where demons conduct their shadowy business. In the Devil's Advocate nightclub, an arctic chill causes patrons' breath to crystallize mid-air, while vampiric courtiers dance to ethereal music. Gaslit underground markets flicker with blue-green flames, casting ever-shifting shadows that seem to move independently of their sources. These liminal spaces, areas between worlds, mirror Lauren's own evolving identity as she discovers her unique position straddling mortal and immortal realms. Darien Castle, one of the seven devils and feared Darkslayer, projects violence while concealing inner turmoil. 8 years after his mother's death, which he blames on his father, Darien remains haunted by guilt and rage, calculating every move to protect those he values. His character thrives on contradictions, capable of demonic violence, yet attentive enough to cook for Lauren when her blood sugar drops. He initially sees her as merely curious, a resilient human with an unusual aura surviving among immortals, before recognizing qualities that mirror his own strength. Their dynamic evolves from protector-protected to something more balanced. For Darien, emotional vulnerability represents his greatest challenge after centuries of isolation. Having witnessed his mother's destruction by his father, he once believed, "I would rather be miserable forever than risk hurting someone he loves." His willingness to lower his defenses, revealing his scars and fears, becomes his most heroic act, far more difficult than any physical battle. At the novel's core is the Phoenix Head Society, an ancient organization whose crimson bird symbol appears on tattoos and in crime lord Kane Nash's home. Dating to the first age of magic, they created the Arcanum Well, an artifact granting immortals unlimited magic without trekking disease, while offering true immortality to mortals. The Society's attempts to recreate this lost artifact drive the conflict. Their flawed replica, hidden beneath the city's oldest cathedral, causes horrific mutations in test subjects, primarily young women resembling Lauren, transforming them into flesh-hungry demons terrorizing Angelthene. Failed experiments leave behind grotesque evidence, crystallized organs, crumbling skin, and warped minds. The mystery becomes personal when Lauren discovers her blood's unique magical resonance might activate the original well. This transforms her from victim to central figure in an ancient conflict. The novel's most tantalizing question emerges: why would immortals pay millions for an ordinary human girl? The answer lies in her lineage, traced to the well's original creators, a truth that fundamentally changes her identity. Immortality exacts devastating costs in this world. The tricking disease targets immortals who overuse magic, causing bodily deterioration while consciousness remains painfully intact. Randall Slade's red-rimmed eyes and trembling hands reveal his advanced condition, making his pursuit of the Arcanum Well a matter of desperate survival. The psychological toll proves equally destructive. Vampire Calantha Croft, once a medieval healer, now views humans as cattle, planning blood farms for continuous blood harvesting from comatose people. Even Darien, only 2 centuries old, shows emotional detachment through his pattern of passionate but shallow affairs with mortals, avoiding deeper connections to escape the pain of watching loved ones die. Through these examples emerges the novel's central question about life's meaning. Darian's choice to risk death protecting Lauren demonstrates that connection quality matters more than duration. Immortality was an illusion, he realizes. What mattered was how you lived today, not the promise of tomorrow, directly challenging the Phoenix Head Society's core belief. Friendship forms the emotional backbone of this story through Lauren, Dallas, and Sabrine's relationship. Their bond provides loyalty that contrasts with treacherous supernatural politics. Sabrine's abduction drives the early narrative, while her werewolf transformation forces them to navigate new power dynamics within their connection. Lauren and Dallas's friendship faces challenges when their childhood promise that no boys would ever get between us becomes strained as Lauren grows closer to Darian. Dallas's jealousy stems from fear of Lauren getting hurt, changing future plans, or being consumed by the supernatural world. Edwards also explores chosen family through the Seven Devils. Despite their fearsome reputation, they function as a tight-knit unit bound by loyalty rather than blood. Their complex relationships show through Travis and Jack's banter, Lace's protectiveness toward Tanner, and Max's unwavering support of Darian. This theme culminates when Darian recognizes the Devils as his true family while facing death. In a world where immortals view relationships as temporary diversions, these enduring bonds represent a different immortality, the legacy of being remembered and loved. The Phoenix imagery throughout the novel represents rebirth and transformation. Characters repeatedly face destruction and renewal, emerging changed but not erased by their experiences. Lauren's journey from ordinary human to time manipulator embodies dramatic transformation. Her power evolves from stopping falling cups to containing catastrophic explosions. Internally, she grows confident, fights for herself rather than just others, and accepts her complex heritage. The shy, apologetic girl discovers her own worth. Darian's transformation is subtler but profound. His view of humans as fragile, easily broken creatures evolves as he witnesses Lauren's resilience. The immortal, who valued emotional distance, finds himself drawn into human connections, shifting from seeing vulnerability as weakness to recognizing it as worth dying for. Even the city transforms, mirroring its inhabitants' changes. Ancient streets, once hosting supernatural battles, become sites of human-immortal cooperation. When Lauren restores the city after the well's explosion, it represents not just physical rebuilding, but the possibility of a new human-immortal relationship based on protection rather than predation. City of Gods and Monsters explores the courage required to remain open in a dangerous world. The novel's most profound conflicts are internal. The battle between self-protection and connection, isolation and vulnerability, fear and love. Lauren embodies this courage consistently. As a human in a supernatural world, every relationship carries risk, yet she chooses connection. Her willingness to befriend a devil, fight for Sabrine against overwhelming odds, and open herself to Darian romantically demonstrates remarkable bravery, especially without supernatural powers to shield her. The novel suggests true strength lies not in invulnerability, but in remaining open despite past wounds. When Darian admits his feelings and Lauren chooses trust despite earlier betrayals, they show that vulnerability isn't weakness, but its own power, the ability to connect authentically despite potential loss. Perhaps the greatest magic isn't found in immortality or supernatural abilities, but in risking everything for moments of genuine connection.